It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
AB's out there writing the mayor about these concrete things that were put into the side of the road on Clarkson. And people are saying, and a lot of people called in and said they were supposed to reduce the speed, which would hopefully reduce accidents, almost like 600 accidents. A couple of people have called in. You feel like it's causing more accidents since one just happened in real time.
Literally one just happened. So I don't know. My sister said they're very hard to see in the rain.
Oh.
All right. Let me ask you this question on Election Tuesday. Do you think that you can, like, disagree politically? Like, if you're writing the mayor about, you know, concrete sidewalks and things like that, and you're just like, I just don't get this person. Do you think you can make it nowadays is how politically divided we are? 314-531-9898. On Election Tuesday, you and your husband are standing in line, and you guys are going to cast ballots for two different people. Multiple different people. Can a Republican and Democrat get along nowadays?
I don't think I could be married to someone who had completely different views on me, especially if we shared a child, because I think that affects how you raise a child, how you're going to spend your money together. I think it affects multiple assets of your relationship. I couldn't do it personally.
Interesting.
I could. I think it's all about the approach. And I also think the problem is both parties have taken a whole different approach to this.
Yeah, we've like become, you think the politicians
yes,
the side of things?
Yeah. I'm blaming the politicians because they blame us as voters.
Yeah.
But there's far left and far right. And it's like, guys, you have to meet in the middle to make things happen. It's kind of like, you know, when you deliver news or when you deliver anything, it's how you approach it. I think that that's our problem. We're into the shock and awe of you know, TikTok or Instagram, yeah, or the immediate boom. There isn't a dialogue. There isn't a way to kind of, you know, try to bridge the gap. There isn't a way to make concessions. You have to concede. Even in a marriage, you have to concede. You have to, you know, sometimes you're not always right, unless you're married to me and then my wife is always right. But that's a different story. You know, you just got to find middle ground. And that's one of the things I think we're lacking as a country. We're not trying to find the middle ground anymore. We're just going far left or far right.
Yeah, I totally agree with Kevin. My family actually, we all voted. We did not share who we voted for. And I kind of prefer it that way. Like,
do you think people voted for different people, though?
I kind of think so.
Okay.
I think my family might be split. I really don't know. But I don't know. I think there's a way to go about it in a respectful way and share your opinion without pushing it on somebody else. And I could see myself, like, marrying someone who had a different opinion than me.
Do you, Hannah, I ask people in her life, who did you vote for? Do you think that's an appropriate question to ask nowadays because you want to know where they stand and these are people that are close to your inner circle? Or do you feel like it's something that should be personal?
I mean, yeah, I'm all about transparency and everything in life. So that's why I feel like I've asked some people in my life, like, who you voted for. But I'm not, like, so politically charged to where, like, if you disagree with me, like, I'm gonna, you know, come for you or have any, like,
you
judgment
just feel like
towards you. I just,
where you stand morally is a lot of times where you stand politically.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna judge you if you disagree.
Well, you just
with
said you
me.
Wouldn't. Well, you wouldn't date. You wouldn't.
Right.
You wouldn't be married to someone.
Well, yeah, but I'd still be your friend. Like, if I asked us in this room, who'd you vote for? Like, okay.
We can be friends. We just can't be married.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think it's okay to ask the question, who did you vote for? But I think it's also equally okay to say, I actually don't feel comfortable answering.
Do you think your parents share it since you said all your family doesn't share?
I don't think they did.
My wife's never asked before. This is the first year because I think, like, I feel as though things are. I feel like everyone feels like kind of like in the middle. Like,
right.
So you know,
yeah,
what's so interesting is everyone feels so 50-50, like you one side left or right and extreme. I feel like things are so messy right now. We're looking at both candidates, and I think so many people went up like this last week or two where we're doing their research going, I don't want to vote for either of these people. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. What do I do right now? And so I think so many people felt like, like, what did you end up doing when you got up there? I think there were so many people that did that this year more than ever before. Yeah. And maybe that's because of where we're at. Like, I think more people are in this middle than we ever assumed, even though we're more divided than we've ever assumed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, interesting. Do you think that you could be in a relationship where you disagree politically? 314-531-9898. Can a Republican and a Democrat be married together nowadays? Can you be standing in line, maybe right now at the election, at the polls, because it's Election Tuesday, and standing next to your husband, and then you guys just both cast different ballots, completely different? Can a Democrat or Republican nowadays make it? 314-531-9898. Joanne, you and your significant other were very, very split, huh?
Yeah, very split.
How does that work?
So we did a lot of talking for the last, I mean, really, like, kind of the entire year. And probably about a month ago, so my husband is actually a poll worker.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so he said that you can choose to just, like, vote on only the amendments.
Yeah, you can vote on whatever you want, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, to not cause a big fight for us, he said that he just wasn't going to vote for any of the people.
That's interesting, because it would have caused a fight in your marriage. It would have been, like, tension.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, it was causing a lot of arguments.
Interesting.
Before it even happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm curious to see how the next couple days go.
Okay.
You're like, we'll probably be walking on ice. But
I'm hoping you guys make it through these next couple of days, okay?
No, we'll definitely make it. But our family is also very split.
Oh, you know, interesting. Thank you so much for the call. Yes, my family's like that, too. My wife's family will vote completely different than my side of the family. Complete opposites.
Mine, too.
Yeah, yep. And I hate talking about, because, and they both are extreme.
Yeah,
and
that's it. Yep.
Like, my dad is extreme. My wife, my mother-in-law is extreme. And they're, like, both, like, you just don't get them started. I'm like, oh, my God, you got to avoid those conversations. Right. D, you said that you and your significant other were on the same side, but things have changed over the years.
Yes, absolutely. And it's
the way people laugh is scary.
And it's caused problems. It's caused problems, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Really?
We have three daughters, and all of the women in the household just really, really dislike Trump.
Okay.
And so, but my husband is of the belief that you support the
party, not the candidate.
Right, you support yeah, the party,
right,
regardless of who the candidate is, and so it has caused a lot of problems.
So is he invited to Thanksgiving or not?
Yes, he will be there with bells on. But
see, it's hard to make. You could hear the tension
in
marriages.
It's hard.
This is where we're at now. And now he doesn't even get like a drumstick at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Like, he is definitely getting all white meat. That is for sure. Kelsey Ballerini, tickets are yours. 314-531-9898. We'll get you hooked up with some Kelsey Ballerini tickets if you're caller 18 right now. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.